The following message first aired as a broadcast of Grace and Truth Radio, hosted by Pastor John Bodner of Hope Assembly in Mississauga, Ontario. For more information, contact www.hopeabc.org.
Jesus said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life." John 5:39-40. My theme today is Open Your Bible. Do you love life? Everywhere people are in a constant quest for it. The good life, the high life, long life, the time of your life. Some seek it by making a living. Others try living it up. And many drift along hoping to live and let live. If you really love life, now is your moment to enter into it. For right now, as I speak to you, life is at hand. Yours for the asking, abundant, eternal, newness of life, fullness of life. And I'm inviting you to have now, as the Spirit of God uses the Word of God to reveal to your heart the Son of God, Jesus Christ. "This is life eternal," he said, "that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." "These are written," John concludes his Gospel, "that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." The text of Scripture before me are the Savior's own words, his very words. He is speaking. Listen to him. Here he gives you a supreme directive in life. He shows you the more sure direction to life, and he warns you against a subtle detour from life. And with his help, I want to spell out that directive to you now. And in our next broadcast, I hope to explain his direction and the danger you face as he is speaking to you. Listen to him now. Follow him and come to him now. Christ's supreme directive in life are these words: search the Scriptures. For the first real step to life you need to take is to obey the Lord Jesus and open your Bible. Implicitly, the Lord Jesus here calls us to search the Scriptures only as God's written word to mankind. The Savior is defending his claims to be God in human flesh, to be the source of eternal life. How can he prove his claim? By what authority can he demonstrate his real identity? As you scan the entire passage in John's Gospel, chapter 5, you soon discover he pays supreme attention to the written Scriptures, more than the personal current witness of John the Baptist, more than his own miraculous signs and wonders. Nothing can show more clearly that the Scriptures are the final court of appeal in all things pertaining to God and life. You may be thinking, aren't there other options, alternative courses with some validity of their own? Must we stick to the good book, this book, so exclusively and doggedly? Well, fact is, the options have always been there, and the Savior rejected them, as the Scriptures as a whole reject them. You may choose to heed them, you may choose to heed him, but you can't try to heed both. You can't claim to believe in him while believing in anything else. That's the rub, the issue you face now. Christ Jesus lived and ministered in that part of Palestine that opened out to the wide world of the ancient Mediterranean, Galilee of the Gentiles, an enclave of Jewry surrounded by the Samaritans to the south, the Greeks of Decapolis to the east, the pagan world of Asia Minor to the north and west, the Romans everywhere. He turns them all from their own ways to his, from all else to the witness of the Scriptures to himself. Pagan life was filled with superstition. People then as now eagerly sought out glimpses of the future in the stars or traces of life beyond through spiritism. The Scriptures plainly rejects these. The prophet Isaiah declares, "When they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits and wizards that peep and mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." Isaiah 8:20. God confirmed this when he sent his Son into the world. "For when the wise men of the east sought a king by the stars, they ascertained from the Jews that the Jews expected a king from the Scriptures. They sought out the scribes versed in the Old Testament, and from them they discovered that he had been born and could be found in Bethlehem." Matthew 2. The Greeks rested their hopes on the pride of man's reason. They tried to measure all the universe by man's tiny arm length of logic and probability. The mainstream of Jews avidly followed popular tradition more than the Scriptures, expecting a national deliverer, supernatural power, more than a savior from sin for the world. But the Lord Jesus firmly refuted both the final appeal of man's corrupt reason or inherited traditions. He told the Sadducees, who heeded Greek thinking, "Ye do err, neither knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God." He told the Pharisees, "Ye make the word of God of none effect through your traditions which ye have delivered." So the Apostle Paul declares, "The Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ died for our sins and was buried and rose the third day according to the Scriptures." The Roman world tried to blend all the cults and devotions of their subject peoples to the interests of the state and the glory of their Caesars. Christ never accepted such civil religion. He declared, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me," John 14. None of the alternatives does Jesus Christ accept, and none can any who truly trust him, obey him, and call upon him. Your supreme directive in life must be to go by the book, open your Bible, and trust it as God's only word, pure, whole, and entire. Jesus said, "If ye continue in my word, ye shall be my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Explicitly, Christ here teaches us to search the Scriptures wholly with earnest thought and the reverent faith they deserve. The Lord uses a word, a particular word in the Greek New Testament, that is suggestive and striking: search. It evokes a thorough, intense, steadfast, anxious investigation. The Savior is telling us to dig into the book, pore over the book, crack it open, get it straight. It is a word you might use of a miner prospecting his stake with a newfound nugget in his back pocket, sweating in the certainty of striking a vein and hitting the pay dirt. You could use it of parents on search for a missing child with longing, anxiety, and hope. That is the real way to use the Holy Scriptures as our guide to life. How can you, in the course of daily life, search the Scriptures steadily, intently, purposefully? Well, it's not necessary to be a professional exegete or a scholar. The Bible gives the tools by which we can know it clearly, love it dearly, follow it nearly. First, the Scriptures encourage us to hear its message read and preached in the assemblies of God's people by faithful, honest, godly pastors. Moses and Joshua read the law aloud to all of Israel. Ezra read the Scriptures from his pulpit of wood. The Apostle Paul preached in the synagogue and in the churches, as the Savior himself did. You need to attend regularly, weekly, the preaching and teaching of the Bible in a sound New Testament local church. Second, the Bible authorizes us to read the Bible for ourselves. Isaiah declares, "Seek ye out the book of the Lord and read." The believers at Berea searched the Scriptures daily to review, confirm, and check Paul's teaching. It is imperative you have your own copy of God's Word and read that Bible daily. As you find time and place, you should study the Bible closely, discuss it with faithful Christians and ministers of His Word. Chew over what it says, memorize its great precepts, promises, and praises. You need to worship with God's people, that by the singing of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, this Word can dwell in your heart in all wisdom in the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Most of all, as you learn, obey. You will make no progress unless you practice the truth you've received. In this, as in all life, the vital rule of progress remains: use it or lose it. This is Christ's supreme directive to life. Have you heeded it? Would you not begin today to follow it? Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. At Grace and Truth, we are anxious to help you come into daily, living contact with the Bible, the Word of God. We'd be happy to furnish you with a Bible reading calendar and a daily Bible reading guide at your request, that you may begin to explore the riches of God's Word. Please be in touch with us or with our sponsoring church, Marathon Baptist Church. They will be glad to give you a copy of the Scriptures and to help you in every way to understand their living message. This is our desire, that you would search the Scriptures and find eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
This message was sponsored by Hope Assembly of Bible Christians in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. If you wish to receive spiritual help, information about our ministries, or permission to use this audio message, please contact Pastor John Bodner at www.hopeabc.org or www.jpbodner.com. Thank you, and God bless you.